Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh my God, you guys, today is such a special episode. I am here with one of my dearest, sweetest friends that I've known forever. Her name is Amanda Salas. You may know her. Hi. She's a Fox News anchor, and you've done a million amazing things. I mean, we met doing improv comedy.
We met over a decade ago.
That's
crazy.
But you look the same.
Even
through everything you've just been through.
Thank you. That means a lot.
You look great.
And by everything, she means cancer.
She just went into remission for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Thank you. I'll even clap to that. Thank you so much.
Oh my God. So that was such, we're going to talk all about this today. I mean, the podcast is called Worst First. It's about the worst thing that's ever happened to you.
Ding, 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 ding. Nailed it.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
I want to know everything. I want to know, like, you know, how you knew, where you, you know, how you first got diagnosed. I want to know everything. So I'm going to let you kind of just take it.
Oh, thank you.
Away. So I want to hear everything.
Well, first I want to say congratulations on this amazing podcast.
Oh, thank you.
And this amazing table. Okay, now that that's out of the way. I was diagnosed in June with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, primary metastinal. Mm-hmm. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is actually quite common for women our age.
Really?
Yes. Of course, I get the cancer that has media in the title.
Oh my God, because you're like a news anchor.
Like,
they're like, we're going to give her the media one.
Yeah, can't escape it.
Wait, so explain to people, what is non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yeah, because I didn't even know.
I don't really even
know.
It's
cancer of the lymph nodes.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't know that. It's like the most basic, simplest way to put it. It's cancer of the lymph nodes. And the symptoms are kind of crazy because they are misdiagnosed all the time because they mask themselves as flu or cold-like symptoms.
Oh, my God.
So for the longest time, I just thought, my God, this cold won't go away, or I'm having the worst allergies. But what really pushed it to the max was, for months, my face was getting more and more swollen. And I've always kind of had like a cherub angel, Selena Gomez-y type rounder face.
Right.
And I own it and I love it and it's me. But I was watching myself on television, like you mentioned, I'm on Fox 11 and I'm doing these celebrity interviews because I do entertainment, and I'm watching my camera on me, and my face just looks bigger.
Yeah.
And friends asked me, did you get filler? And I go, no.
Right.
Did you get dental work? And I said, no. And even somebody goes, you putting on
weight?
Some weight?
And you're so skinny. So it's like crazy because it's just like,
it was just your face.
Just
isolated to my
face. And I saw that because your whole body was like a twig, but then your face was swollen.
Exactly. It was like looking like a Pixar character where your body is super skinny.
Right.
Which is actually how I found out. I was doing the Toy Story 4 junket with Tom Hanks, Tim Allen. And I'm like, listen, I'm supposed to be talking about Pixar characters, not looking like one.
They're like, wow, this girl really gets into character. Look at her. She puffed up her face and everything.
She's a method reporter. Whoa.
We're going to put you right into Monsters, Inc. 3. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's how I felt, like a monster.
No.
So I had my head in my hands and a coworker came up to me and said, your symptoms of what you're saying sound like something I had with my thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to one of her like holistic doctors. Now, mind you, I've been to allergist,
okay,
general doctor, mm-hmm, every doctor, basically, that like a dermatologist, everyone that I thought would explain the face swelling and the itching.
You had itching.
Itching. Hands, feet, and chest mostly, but like everywhere. It felt like red ants were on me. And there were no bumps. There was no red bumps. There was no rash. I'm like, why am I so itchy? It's in my blood. That's another symptom of lymphoma. And I explained all these symptoms to a doctor, Brittany. One doctor said to me, you're not getting enough sleep. And I said, so not getting enough sleep is why my face is swelling up? And he looks at me and goes, you're a reporter. Google it, of course. Hello, you're a doctor.
Did they take your blood?
They took my blood, and that's the crazy thing. Blood tests won't reveal lymphoma. The only way is through a scan or an x-ray of some sort. So I had, they thought it was a thyroid issue. I got a thyroid ultrasound. While I'm getting the thyroid ultrasound, she picks up a piece of the tumor. It was June 17th, I'll never forget it. And they hand you an envelope after your ultrasound and say, you have to go to the emergency room. And me being healthy, the only thing I've had was a cold or flu my whole life, ask why, and they go, we can't tell you because we're not doctors, so you have to. And I'm like, why am I going to the emergency room?
Yeah.
Inside the envelope, it said that a mass was found. And I go, and this is how you know you're in
and
LA.
Could they have missed it?
Well, if she didn't catch a tip of it,
She could have just been like, okay, go
on. And the doctors told me, had I not caught it, I would have had a stroke. I could have had a stroke because my face was swelling because the tumor was pressing down and blocking the oxygen coming in here. So my face, that's why my face was blowing up. God forbid, my poor parents, I think about them.
Oh, like, my God, did you feel like you couldn't get air or anything?
No, I didn't have the other classical symptoms, which are shortness of breath or chest pain. I only had the itching and the swelling face. But they found out that my tumor, this is how you know you're in LA. I'm like, they go, it's this big by this big numbers. And I go, okay, can you like a golf ball?
Yeah. They said CC's like an implant.
No.
Oh, okay.
They go bigger. And I said, like a grapefruit? And the doctor goes, like an organic grapefruit.
Stop.
I go, oh my gosh. Oh, but my guess what? God. I went to the store with my mom a month later, the produce section. I held up a grapefruit. I held up an organic grapefruit. There's a difference.
Is there really? Yeah. Is it bigger organic one?
An organic grapefruit is kind of like a bigger orange.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's
That's
small.
A huge tumor.
Huge.
That was inside of your
inside
body?
Inside my mediastinum. Yep. In between like the heart and the lungs area. Yeah. And it's a blood cancer, and it was growing. Lymphoma is aggressive. It grows quickly.
Okay.
So that's why they said, had I not caught it, I could have had a stroke. I had to go on chemotherapy 4 days after being in the ER. I lost my hair 10 days later.
My God. It happened so fast.
So fast.
I remember you announcing it, and I was just like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, it's crazy. Like, I could not believe it. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, Amanda has cancer? Like, you're an Italian, like, Puerto Rican, like, hearty. Like, I know your parents. Like, I'm like, they're, like, tough people.
Yeah.
Like, they're not, we don't get sick. You know what I mean? Like,
none
of your parents have had cancer.
No.
Your freaking Mima's 100,000.
Yeah. Yes.
Her grandma, I'm dead. You have to just go to Amanda's Instagram and look at her grandma. Her grandma is, like, a badass.
My grandma goes, me, Cher, and the cockroaches are going to be the last things on this planet.
Right. I love your grandma,
I
your Mima.
She took care of me.
She's literally like, she's like so ancient, but she looks great.
Yeah.
And she's like got a cool hairdo.
She
and
does.
Like,
she goes to the beauty parlor because that's what she calls it.
Yes.
And she goes, I want to look like Billy Idol and I want the front to look like a duck's ass. But I'm like, oh, I know what you're talking about.
A duck's ass?
A duck's ass.
Oh.
I'm like, I know what you're, she's talking about that tail feather. Okay. Yeah.
I love her so much. So everyone was in shock, right?
Everyone was in shock.
Did they say how they think you got it? Or
that's the thing with lymphoma. Like, when, you know, when somebody smokes and they get lung cancer, you can kind of say,
be like,
okay,
oh, it's deduct, you
that's why.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. There is no known cause for lymphoma. And no, it wasn't Roundup weed killer. If I get one more message.
Call the mesothelioma cover. Like everyone
wasn't
was saying
Roundup.
Roundup.
Everyone was like, Roundup. Roundup. I'm like, oh, I don't even have a yard.
You're like, I live in LA. My
yard
is cement.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. There's no known cause for lymphoma. It's just a mutation of the cells.
Isn't that so insane?
It's insane. Because there's no way, then if there's no cause, then there's no known way for you to prevent it. Mm-hmm.
And so what happens? So now that you're in remission, thank God. Thank you, God. I knew you would make it because you're a good person. I knew this would happen. And what happens now? Do they check you like regularly or how does that work?
So yeah, I'm in remission. I can't go back to work full time until beginning of the year, January 2020, because okay. You still have to rest.
Yes.
Get your body to recover from being poisoned for 4 months.
But she's such a trooper, you guys. She walks in today. She's all dressed up. She's got her hair on. I'm like, were you just at work? She's like, yep, I was working. I did an IMDb press junket. I'm like, this girl loves to work. Like, she's the most driven. Like, I take naps all the time, but you love to work. Like,
I love to work. That was hard for me not to work.
It's amazing. Like, I just watched you work your way from doing, like, little, like, red carpet stuff, then going all the way to Fox.
Thank you.
I watched you.
You did.
And then right when you got your Fox thing, then you get the cancer. Like, the
right
big Fox
when
job.
I got a Fox promotion as an entertainment all-star.
Yeah.
I got the diagnosis 1 month later.
But they're taking you back.
They are.
They have to.
You have to take me back.
Fox, I will talk so much shit on this podcast, so help me God. I will fight. I will walk into Fox and just start punching people. I swear. Like,
they're taking me back.
Good.
They've been very, I have to say, they have been so supportive, more than I could have asked for.
I know. I saw it. They talk about you on the news and you had a fundraiser and like hundreds of people. I told my husband before I left, I said, you know, I'm going to go because I don't know if a bunch of people are going to be there or not. Like, I'm like, I'm going because I felt bad. Like, I was like, I feel like maybe like no one's going to go, right?
That's what I didn't know.
This
either.
Bitch, I show up, there's fucking like 3,000 fucking people there. I'm like, I have like one little like thing. I brought you like something stupid, like a little flower thing. There's like a fucking unicorn and like fire trucks and like whole families. Everyone's got their Amanda's Army t-shirts
shirt
on.
For you. Oh, gotta bring
Amanda's
it
Army t-shirt with the green non-Hodgkin's lymphoma ribbon on it. Yeah. Like, I was like, what the fuck? It was like an Amanda carnival.
Amanda Palooza.
Amanda Palooza. It was like more than Coachella. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm thinking like, oh, I'm gonna go because, you know, it might only be like three people, you know? Like, and then I show up and there's like hundreds. I'm telling you guys, it was literally like Coachella. There were so many people there. I was amazed. And you were like bombarded.
Thank you.
Chemochella. Oh my God. And there were so many other people there that like young kids with it. And
yes.
So you found like a whole new
community.
Yes. Yeah. I see that.
I've gotten so much support from my work community, like work friends and family, my blood family. Right. And then now like other warriors.
And you guys have all banded together.
The best compliment I think I've ever gotten in my life is when somebody messages me and says, you are helping me get through my cancer journey. Now, Brittany, if you would have told me at the beginning of 2019 that I'd be helping people get through their cancer journey, would be going through it.
Yeah.
What?
I know.
But you know, I made a promise to God. I said, if you give me a second chance at life, I promise that I will give back and do something good for someone else. And we've raised over $42,000 for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society with the fundraiser that you went to and through just online donations.
I love
that. Anything from $5. Some people donated $500. It was just really nice.
Just incredible. And helping people because there's so many people and young people. And I just like, and you know what was amazing watching you do this too was that you never, I know you had your days where you were like, you know, taken by it, you put on such a brave face for everyone. Like, it almost would make me cry because I would like watch you and you'd be like in your superwoman uniform and you would go into, you had like, you went into chemo and did like the Golden Globes and like
the Emmys. Yeah.
And I was like, wow. Like, and like just bringing so much positivity. Because I feel like if something like that happened to me or like most people, you know, getting diagnosed with something like that, you'd be like, oh, you'd feel so down and blah, blah. How did you remain?
I did have those days. Mm-hmm. And this is who I am. And I thought I can turn this mess into a message. Now, there were definitely those days where I didn't want to even like walk my dog because I just felt gross or I just felt tired or anything like that. But I said, you know what? Get one life.
Yes.
And like Olivia Newton-John says, who's a three-time thriver.
Wow.
Three-time. You can either be a victim to this or you can go out and live your life. And this made me appreciate life even more. Even while I was fighting it, I'm like, I'm alive.
Mm.
Even though I have chemo attached to me 24 hours a day for 5 days every 3 weeks, I am alive to watch this movie, to watch the sunset, to feel this breeze on my face. And now I stop for a minute and I notice all the little things that I never appreciated as much before. Like, I appreciated them, but now I'm like, wow, look at that cloud formation. Wow, feeling like the leaves blowing in the wind and hearing that crisp noise and everything. Like, I'm taking notice of all that. Mm. And I know it sounds so little.
No, it doesn't. I'm like crying because I'm like, it's so amazing because it's like you really, you're so grateful.
All the little things. Your dog greeting you when you come home and looking at their face. You're like, oh my God, I want to absorb all of this.
Yeah.
Because tomorrow is not promised.
Right.
For anybody.
Did they tell you at some point that this could be?
The reason, lymphoma, thankfully, is treatable.
Okay.
If it's caught. I was stage two.
Okay. How many stages are there? Four?
Four.
Okay.
I was stage two. And if you catch it, even with if you catch lymphoma at stage four, it can still be treated.
Right.
But there are people that pass away, and a lot of it is because of misdiagnosis. Oh, it's the flu. Oh, it's this. If you don't get that scan and they don't do that biopsy, then there's no way to treat it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just grateful to that ultrasound technician and to my oncologist and hematologist for everything they did, because honestly, they saved my life.
Can you imagine if that ultrasound technician just was like, nope, your lymph nodes look great.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she did it, and then she goes, here, well, here's a towel. Wait in the lobby for a second. I go, this doesn't seem normal. And she called me back in for a second round. And I go, that's not a good sign. But it was a good sign.
Right, because she was checking.
Because she detected it. Suspect it, detect it, correct it.
Wow, look at that.
That's what I said. Yeah.
Suspect it, detect it, correct it.
Yeah, you have to suspect it.
And did you ever go back to those doctors that told you you're not getting enough rest and you're, you know, it's all in your head? That's like my, that's the thing I hate most about doctors is when they think like, oh, it's like anxiety or they think you're not getting enough sleep or something.
Right.
And
right.
A lot of the times those symptoms are for something deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
oh, they were the first calls when I got out of the hospital. Oh, we'll refund you your copay. Yes, thank you. But you know what? I wanted even more than that. Two things. An apology.
Yes.
For how you just
dismissed it.
Right. And secondly, I want you to write down every single symptom I told you that I had, and I want you to remember it and study it so that if somebody else comes in with these same symptoms, you now know what to do.
I can't believe they said the itchiness was because you were tired.
Yeah, the swollen face, tired, itchiness, what they thought was eczema, stress, allergies. I spent over $500 on CeraVe. I should be sponsored by them.
Oh,
their anti-itch lotion.
And it didn't work.
It just, it like,
you were itching from the inside.
But it was from the inside. It was in your blood.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, it was so uncomfortable for about 4 months.
Like, you just couldn't figure it out. And it got really bad, right? Like, to the point that
that's what you did. Oh, my God. It got so bad. So at 3 o'clock in the morning, I would wake up. I would hop onto my bathroom sink, put cold water, and just put my feet and hands in there like I was like showering in a river or something.
Because you were so itchy.
So itchy. I needed the cool water to just, I'm like, this isn't normal. Something is wrong.
You're like, you think it like a food allergy. You're like, oh, I'm probably allergic to some kind of food or something, right?
I didn't
like,
know what
it's
it was.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
2019 was just a horrible year personally for me going through.
Yeah.
Personal things.
Right, right, right.
And then have to deal with that.
And
so
then cancer.
And the cancer.
Like,
it's like, you know what? I literally can't, sir. Okay.
I can't, sir.
I can't, sir. No more.
Oh my gosh. But look at you. Here you are.
Well, thanks.
You're
in my little
look
cheap
beautiful.
Wig.
No, it's
thanks.
Not cheap. It looks great.
Thank you. I actually kind of want to take it off because I'm hot.
You can.
I'm sorry. I have to.
Oh my God.
You look so good. It's starting to
grow back in.
Oh my God, I never thought I would say I'm so grateful for a 5 o'clock shadow.
Oh my God. You're all just for men. Just can't get.
Oh my God.
Okay, guys, we're going to take a really quick break and we'll be right back with Amanda Salas on Worse First.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor. You can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings. But I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're so professional. You put your water down.
I did.
Okay, we're back with Amanda Salas. We're talking about her worst first year, which was with cancer, her worst first journey with cancer. And just showing how professional Amanda is that she's so used to doing interviews and stuff. She puts her water bottles on the ground so they don't show. Look at me.
Unless Arrowhead sponsors your podcast.
Like, bitch, 100% Mount. It's a local favorite. Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, all right, Arrowhead.
Honey. Okay, spring mountain water.
Arrowhead, come through with the brand deal, okay?
Come on, Arrowhead. She thirsty for a brand
deal. I'm hella thirsty. Y'all know how thirsty I am. Make sure to like and subscribe. Share with all your friends. No, I'm just kidding. No,
I love
real.
You.
I love you, too.
You're one of those friends for me, I have to say, where if I don't see you for a year, 2 years, whatever, it's like, riding a bike.
I know. We just pick right back up from where we left off.
Because we were friends back before Instagram, before all of it, when we lived in Hollywood together. Yep. 5 minutes when we used to go to the thrift store together. Yes. And we used to cry about these
fucking dumb guys.
Dumb guys.
Oh, God. Dumb you remember? Guy.
Worst first. Living worst in Hollywood. First, living, yeah,
being broke.
Broke.
Going, yeah, like, trying going to find your way. Yeah. Getting rejected.
Can I just say one project that we did? We had to wear pink.
Oh my God.
Dog collar.
Oh my.
The things we did back in the day.
People are going to be like, is this on Pornhub? Where can I see this? No, it was a TV show.
It was a prank show.
It was a prank comedy show that we did. And it was so fun.
It
remember
fun.
How much fun we had?
We had, like, those people we still keep in touch
with.
It was a fun show. Don't worry, it was on Lifetime,
Peter
everybody.
Peter Cohen. Leslie Wolf. All
I
those
love.
People. I know. I just, I know. It's so crazy, like, how they kind of gave us our start.
They
like,
did.
It's, like, really funny.
They did. And what we used to do, like, we used to gig back in the day. Oh, I booked a day. Or, like,
yeah,
what your day was.
Yeah.
But we
paid
our dues.
Oh, yeah. No, we worked hard to try to get jobs. Like, it was so hard. I mean, I'd get like one or two jobs a month, just enough to pay my rent.
Yeah.
Every month it was like, oh, we made it. It was like a challenge.
But you have so many skills.
Oh, I
you
love you.
Design,
oh,
you did fashion styling,
oh
act, comedy.
I love
you.
You
could do it all.
You're the best.
No,
it's so funny because you've known me before all that stuff. Like,
all
a lot of
it.
People know me just from Vine.
I know. And I'm like, oh, Brittany, I know her pre-Vine. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Dead. No, but it's so crazy, too, because I like seeing you go from that to going into hosting. I mean, you're always a good host.
Thanks.
And always good on your feet.
Thank you.
And your improv skills. And then now, and then going to that, and then now doing back to Fox, I'm like, it's so crazy to watch you just grow.
Thank you.
And the audience you've cultivated of all these people that support you and love you.
I'm very grateful.
And Amanda's, guys, Amanda, you have to follow her on Instagram. It's just Amanda Salas, right?
Yeah.
And she is so good with puns. That's like her thing. You're like the pun queen.
I'm a pun sultan. No, I'm serious. Like, there were times I paid my bills just for making puns for TV shows.
No.
Oh, yeah.
You're a pun sultan?
I'm a pun sultan.
Oh, my God. I want you to have that as a business card.
I did. I bought the web domain.
Stop! a punsultant.
I'm a consultant. You have a consultant, and you have a punsultant.
She's amazing with puns. If you ever need a pun, hit Amanda up. Thank you. It's just incredible. Okay, so tell me what. So now you're in remission.
And now I'm in remission. I have to go for checkups every 3 months and then scans.
Mm-hmm.
A few scans a year, mm-hmm. Just to make sure I still have my port in. Have you ever felt a port?
You have to leave it in?
To leave it in.
What
for
is that?
While.
What is it? A tube?
Yeah, here, feel.
Oh my God, I'm so scared. I don't want to put bacteria on it. Okay. Can I just look at it? I don't want to touch it. Because I'm like afraid I'll touch it and then something will go inside. And you'll be like, did you hang out with Brittany Ferland? Some kind of germ went inside your port.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. No, it just feels like you have like a small marble in you. It is. It's a catheter in a way. And to like fed the chemo. This saved my life.
Does that go directly to your heart?
It goes to a vein.
To a vein.
I'm going to tell you something.
Okay.
There are only a few places you can get chemo. The first time they tried to put the port in, they couldn't do it because my tumor was blocking where they needed to put it. So they I had to get it a little bit here.
Uh-huh.
But then when I transferred hospitals, they're like, we don't do chemo here. We only have two places we put chemo.
Oh, no.
And if you don't have the port in, guess where I took my first round of chemo?
Up your ass.
No!
Oh, Lord, I feel it working.
No, that was the chemo. No. I took it in the... I can't think of the word right now because I have chemo brain. Oh, my gosh.
Where? What part
it's
of your
right
body?
Here. It's
on your groin.
Oh, my God.
They did it in your groin. It's okay. I do that all the time.
Like, what's the
I
word?
Think I'm like having like what's mini...
That is a thing. It's called chemo brain.
Is it really?
Yeah, you know the word. It's like on the tip of your tongue, but you can't say it.
I don't even have chemo brain. I just have like problems. So I'm just like, what's that word again? Oh, yeah, asparagus. Yeah.
Asparagus.
In the groin.
Take it in the groin.
They had to give you chemo through your groin?
Mm-hmm.
What does it feel like when it's going through your vein?
I'll never forget the very first time I got chemo. I was laying in the hospital bed and I was hanging in a bag,
mm-hmm.
and I could see it dripping
and getting
slowly.
Ready to go through.
And I'm like, oh my God, what's it going to be like, mm-hmm. when it actually like enters my body? Because mm-hmm. you heard so many things about
horrible
chemo.
Horrible things, yeah.
I waited about 20 minutes and I'm not kidding, my feet were like this. And all of a sudden, my feet go like jiggle, wiggle. Because your body's like, intruder, intruder,
and you
intruder.
Had no control.
Mm-mm. Your body's like, oh my gosh, it got easier as you kept getting chemo. But at first, your body, it goes into like
freaks
shock.
Out.
Oh,
yeah. Because it's poison, right?
It is poison. That's why you lose your hair. It kills the good growing cells that you have. That's why we lose our hair.
It kills everything.
It's really bad. I got really bad mouth sores. I lost my hair. I lost my eyebrows. I lost my eyelashes.
How do you have eyebrows right now? Did you just draw them?
Yeah.
They look so real.
Thank you. They're so fake.
You just drew them with a pencil?
Oh, yeah.
It looks like hair.
Thank you.
And your eyelashes are just fake eyelashes?
Oh, yeah, fake eyelashes.
It looks so... They look like real
Thank
eyelashes.
You.
Yeah.
Oh, no. When I take them off, I look like a frog.
Oh, stop.
I know. I need to be nicer to myself. But like you, sometimes
yeah.
in jest
yeah,
and you make
just,
a joke.
Yeah, exactly.
Because,
yeah,
you know what? make fun of me. I make fun of myself.
You can't make fun of me. I'll make fun of me 10 times harder. Yeah.
I hear a lot of girls say that they look like thumbs.
Oh.
And that breaks my heart too. So I changed it and go, no, it's like a frog. It's just like eyes.
When did the hair start to fall out? Like immediately?
So I thought, oh man, with my ethnicity, like,
you're never going to lose
your hair. Oh, try to come at me.
I got a lot of hair. You had, okay, by the way, Amanda had enough hair for basically like an entire small village of bald children. Like, you had so much hair.
Yeah.
You had the thickest hair I've ever seen.
It was like a horse mane.
It was literally like,
yeah,
like I can't even imagine a scrunchie would be like, just like rip, like crazy amounts of hair.
It was pretty crazy.
So what did you do with it all?
This is gonna sound so weird. I put it in Ziploc bags. There's about 7 Ziploc bags with my hair in it. They won't take it when I try to donate it because it has to be in a braid and like stranded together.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh great, you know. But I met somebody who makes the wigs for RuPaul's Drag Race. We're talking right now about maybe him making me a wig using
my hair. Because you had so much.
So much, yeah.
So when it falls out, does it like just fall out like a normal piece of hair would fall out, or does it like scalp come out?
So when you brush it, it comes out. When you put your fingers through, it comes out. When I was in the shower, it stuck all together in clumps. And then it's like clumps in your hand. And I started singing like, I'm coming out.
Oh.
Just try to like make myself feel better, because you know it's coming.
I want the world to know. Gotta let it show.
Oh
my gosh.
I just try to make myself feel better because I really thought for sure that maybe I would have a little more time with it.
Right. Because it happened pretty fast.
I did a cute haircut, like how you have a cute bob.
Yeah,
I tried that.
Yeah.
And I wanted a little more time with it, but it was when it starts to come out, it's coming out. and it starts to hurt, like burn. So you want to actually get rid of it.
Oh, because
you're so uncomfortable.
Gosh.
That was harder than I thought it was going to be.
Does the chemo make you feel sick?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what does it make you feel like?
It changes your taste buds. So your food for a few days tastes like pennies.
Ew.
Like a metal taste. Like a metal taste. No wine, no tequila. It all tasted like metal. The only thing I could do was like a Prosecco once in a while because it's bubbly.
Wow.
It makes you feel sick. Nauseous. Your nails turn black. That's why I put nail polish on
your
to cover
it.
Your
nails turn black.
Your nails turn black.
Why?
Because your nails, like, in your hair, you know, connected. And anything that grows.
Okay.
GI tract.
So do your nails fall off?
Luckily, my nails didn't fall off. Uh-huh. Some people have their nails fall off. Mine just got real brittle.
Okay.
And thin and dry. And,
and
I kept them
short. Long, long nails before. Yeah. They look like they're growing back already.
They're growing back. And my hair is slowly growing back.
You need to take Sugar Bear Hair. They don't sponsor me, and I shouldn't even say that on here, but it totally works.
Does
like,
it?
Well, oh, my God. Like, that's the one thing I will say. I've taken that when I wanted my hair long. I don't care about it short now. I just like it short.
Yeah, you don't care.
But when you take that, that stuff really works.
I take the Hum Nutrition.
Oh, okay.
Hair Sweet Hair.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, it's like,
Sugar Bear should sponsor Amanda. I'm going to send them a message.
Sugar Bear, I need some hair.
Give her some hair, guys. God. Okay, so that's crazy. So
I actually really like your hair this length, by the way.
You do? Thanks. It's so much easier.
It's so much easier. And also, I don't know why I was so afraid. I've always had long hair.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, it's so chic.
It's chic.
It's so chic.
But we have that stigma because I think we're like Italian and like the long hair and it's full. And your mom's like, don't cut your hair. You grew it. It's so long. Like, we kind of grew up in that. And I think like, then one day I was just like, fuck it. And I had like a mental breakdown. And I just cut all my hair off.
And it's liberating.
Yeah. Thanks. It is liberating.
It's liberating.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I'm going to have like a pixie and I never would have tried that.
You're going to look so good with a pixie cut.
I hope I have these cute little curls.
Yes. And you have a good, shaped head. It's not like your head, like, you know.
Okay, enough people are telling me that. I kind of believe it.
Yeah,
now. Thank you.
Because some people have a scary head and you don't.
Thank you.
So you're good.
I didn't know what it looked like because I've never seen it, but I was like, whatever it is, it's going to be.
Oh my God. Okay, so what's next steps now? Like,
next,
what is your game plan for life now?
So my game plan for life is to also serve as somebody who can administer awareness to people, you know, be your own advocate when you go to the doctor. I want to still be there for people who need me. If I could go to the hospital and sit with a family or somebody, lymphoma or not, anyone who's going through it, be very mindful of my health, but not live in that paranoia.
Right.
I knew something was wrong with my body, but I don't want to be that person where every headache is something.
Oh, yeah.
Every itch is something.
It's hard not to be that after this, though.
You do have a level of PTSD.
Yes, of course.
You went through something worse than you can ever imagine.
So how do you stop yourself?
People are like, you should meditate. You should do this.
Oh, everyone's answer is fucking meditating.
Meditate.
Fuck you guys.
CBD, meditate, celery juice.
I'm like doing all those things, but you know, like I feel you. Because that's everyone's answer. Like, meditate.
And
I drink celery juice. That does help, to be honest, with anxiety, if you have anxiety.
Or a nap.
Morning.
Nap, meditate.
Meditate,
you know?
Yeah. But then I read you can get too much vitamin K from this celery juice, and it can be toxic to your body if you drink
Is
it every
right?
day. I read that.
I swear.
So
it's always
like,
something.
Something.
It's
yeah.
always.
Everything in moderation, guys.
Everything in moderation.
But so that's when you start to get nervous about a feeling, or like if you start, like I said, you start not to feel good or something, like what do you tell yourself to?
We grew up Catholic.
Right.
And like maybe we were not like world's best Catholic.
Right, right.
But there's one prayer that has always stuck with me, and that's the Serenity Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just ask God to like give you strength and help you with the things that you can control. And the things you can't control, you just, whatever's meant to be is meant to be. And
I have to remember, God, give me the courage to accept the things
that I cannot change.
Change the things.
Courage
to change the
things I
can.
And the wisdom
to
know
the difference.
Yeah. All right, how do you like that, Father O'Malley?
We're good AA members.
Sister Elizabeth, you hear that? Yeah.
Hey. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hey. No, it's so funny because I know the internet is very, like, it's so funny because there is a lot of people that don't believe in God, and then there's people that do, and you always have to be careful. Like, people, I'm always careful not to, like, impend my opinion on other people.
Sure.
But you have to be.
I do believe in God, and I.
And through this experience,
God, yes.
Would you say.
Oh, yeah. It's elevated my faith 100%. I wasn't supposed to have my ultrasound appointment until the week after. And they had an opening. And something just told me to go and not push it off another week. And I'm so glad I did, because as soon as I got there, they were like, we need to biopsy you. We need to start chemo on you right away, because it kept blocking where my oxygen was going. So I'm just so grateful that I got the appointments that I did, the treatment that I did. And honestly, there's science, there is coincidence and timing, and there's also, for me, it was divine intervention. It was God.
Did you feel God through this?
Oh, like, yeah. I feel like I for sure had a guardian angel through this.
Yeah.
I feel like you do too.
I know. No? I think if you open yourself to it, it's there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think I'm sure there's a ton of people on this podcast that don't believe in anything, sure, which is absolutely fine.
And I respect their opinion too.
And you don't
have
to, obviously. There's no reason to for you, but for me, it's just, and you, it's experiences mm-hmm. you have in your life mm-hmm. that have kind of made you go, like, weird. Like, that feels different.
Yeah.
Or you just have a feeling, mm-hmm. you know?
You just have a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I made that promise. And if there's one thing about me, when I say I'm going to do something, I always want to keep my word.
Yeah, you do. Always do it.
So I was like, I need to give back. And, you know, I'm not patient. So I'm like, why wait till I'm better? Let's start a fundraiser now in the middle of chemo.
Literally, you were raising money for other people while going through this.
I was.
Which was incredible.
And I know what this organization does, and they help people. And, you know, we're lucky we have good health insurance.
Right, but not everyone does.
But not everyone does. And chemo is expensive.
And I can't imagine the children and the people that I saw there at your fundraiser. Mm-hmm. I saw children with mm-hmm. cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, gosh, like, imagine. Like, who knows if their parents have health insurance, you know?
Anytime I was feeling bad about myself, I would glance and I'd see a child in a wheelchair at the hospital with a shaved head. And I'd say, you know what? Yeah, it's not ideal having it in your 30s.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not ideal having it as a child and being a parent of a child who's going through it and to have spent your childhood in and out of hospitals. Mm-hmm. And I have to just shout out all those parents that dedicate their lives to their kids, and the kids that are strong. They're so resilient.
They're so strong.
They gave me strength. I made friends with a little toddler named Miley on Instagram.
You did? She's like, I'm 3 and I have Instagram.
She
is
so cute and little. And her mom helped runs her Instagram. But she saw my picture and goes, look, mom, she's bald and beautiful just like me.
Aww.
And they're so resilient. And she gave me strength. And then with her and the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, and good friends and your family, I mean, you can get through anything.
So, now, one more quick question. Leukemia and lymphoma.
Yeah.
What is the difference?
Well, they're two different diseases, but they're both blood cancers.
They're both blood cancer. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's why there's the Leukemia Lymphoma Society.
Okay, so they're both related.
Mm-hmm.
And leukemia is, it's a blood cancer as well. Is it treatable as lymphoma? Because I've heard really bad things about leukemia.
Leukemia?
I don't really know much about.
It is treatable, but sometimes the treatment goes longer and uh-huh. there's different forms of leukemia.
Uh-huh.
Same with lymphoma.
Uh-huh.
Mr. T was at my pancake breakfast on World Lymphoma Day.
Mr. T was there.
T-cell lymphoma.
He did?
And that one is pretty hardcore. But I mean,
He
beat it.
Just like he beats all the bad guys.
He beats all the bad, the A-team. And he told me, he's like, you're going to beat it too. And I was so grateful. And I was hopped up on steroids at that point. You have to take steroids.
I know.
While you're doing chemo to help counter the effects of chemotherapy. You gain weight. You get mad at everybody.
But you're still so small, so don't worry. But yeah, you get mad at people.
You get mad. My grandma packed her bags.
She did.
I'm like, I'm sorry.
You're like, stop packing your fucking bags, grandma. You freaking duck butt head.
And then she goes to the exact, you duck butt head. She goes to the nurse. Does it make you irritable, the steroids? And the nurse goes, yeah. And I go, I told you, Mima.
Oh my God.
She goes, I just didn't want to believe it with my granddaughter.
Oh. So did you stay in the hospital for a certain amount of time?
First round, I did. And with this kind of chemo, usually you're inpatient.
Uh-huh.
The first round I did. But then they said to me, we actually want to give you a chemo backpack. And I'm like, huh?
Stop.
I never heard of that. It's more like a fanny pack.
Stop. You're like, you said a backpack? I can't wear this. I'd rather have cancer.
Like,
that's fucked up.
I've never heard of a chemo backpack, fanny pack. It was like chemo to go. They would.
Chemo hit, to go?
Yeah, they would.
It's like In-N-Out.
It's like In-N-Out, yeah. And you have like animal style.
Stop.
The special menu. I wore a fanny pack for 5 days, and it administered about a shot glass of chemo every hour to me.
And you just wear it?
And you wear, it was a fanny pack.
A fanny pack.
Yeah, I was like Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
And you can walk around with it.
I went to comedy shows with it. I went shopping with it.
How are you feeling okay to do this on chemo? You are like insane. Like I get like a head cold and I'm like, nope, guys, down for the count for 3 days. I need a 45 days rest. I'm going to need a prescription medication. Like, you're like, have a chemo backpack. You're like, hey, guys, let's go to a club. Let's
chemo
go out.
Backpack. Yeah.
What the heck?
I was like, I'm not going to be, and this is not going to, you know, hold me down. Some days it did. Some days I was like, I can't get out of bed.
Really?
I feel so drained. It's
tired.
Okay. And some days I'm like, you know what I feel up for? I went to dinner with my friends. I had my chemo backpack. It, you know? If people can nurse in public, people going to get their chemo
in
public too.
Oh my God. I'm just amazed that you went to do the chemo and then you had the energy.
Thank you.
To go out and do stuff. Were you taking any other vitamins or anything
no,
like that?
No, you can't take, you can't take vitamins while you're going through chemo. They told me no. It's no secret that one day I want to be a mom.
Yes.
So
you're
I don't
be a great mom. Because you're such a warrior.
Thank
yeah.
You. I'm like, if people can have gender reveal parties, I'm going to have a head shaving party.
I saw that.
And I'm like, you know, if people can... you know, do certain things in public. They need to feed their child. I need to feed my chemo
right,
into me. And so I just
course.
Went out in public and people asked me about it. I was very
they
open.
They did?
Well, sometimes they would, like if I have to go through a metal detector and they'd say, you have to put your bag. I say, I can't. It's attached to me. This is my chemo. And they're, okay. You know, they're very supportive
wow.
and sensitive. Yeah.
Did anyone ever say anything rude to you while you were going through this?
One guy messaged me and told me, please don't shave your head. Because I don't think I can look at you without your hair. Then please just unfollow me.
Ew. Mm-hmm. Fucking asshole.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, ew, fuck off.
Yeah, I know.
What the hell? You're like, it's not a choice, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's coming out.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you.
Yeah, it's coming out. And
ew.
Started looking like Kristen Wiig's character on SNL when she does the
oh,
dancing.
With the,
yeah. Like, I was
oh
losing
my
it
God.
On top.
What's her called? Like, Lip, or what is it called? What's that character's name?
I know, I
oh
can't think.
Well, Gertie or, like, Gertrude
sing,
or something.
And
yeah,
she's singing and she's...
Wiggy or something.
Yes.
I don't know. When
it
she's
was starting
yeah.
to, like, recede all the way down here and just be here.
You just kept it for as long as you could.
I had,
you
had, like, a mullet.
One little rat tail. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
No, but you shaved it. You had your shaving head party.
And I was like, everyone take a shot of tequila so... that at the end we're all buzzed.
Oh my God.
Me literally and you guys.
You're like, I'm getting buzzed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, did they say that you could drink on chemo?
They said, be responsible. So basically,
responsible,
if you want to
so
have
don't.
A beer once in a while, they said, that's okay. Don't
yeah.
have 10 beers.
Right.
You know, everything in moderation.
Yes. Oh my God. And now do you have to do anything else now that you're not on anything right now? Do you take anything right
I'm
now?
I'm supposed to be resting.
And that's it?
Resting to recover, yeah, for
and
my
no
comeback tour.
No pills right now?
They officially told me I can stop taking my medication, which is always a good thing.
And what was the medication?
It was like a antiviral medication.
Okay, so because your immune system's down.
Bingo.
Because it yep. kills everything.
It does.
Your immune system.
Yeah, your counts go way down. Chemo kills your counts. Chemo kills your energy. But it did not kill the self-esteem. I still walked in there like I was the baddest.
You did. And I saw the videos and I'm like laying in bed exhausted from like walking to get my mail. And you're like out there like, I'm coming up. You're like in a dress, like with a chemo. I'm like, what is she? Like, it's insane. Like, that's why I knew you were going to be okay.
Thanks.
Because when you shared it, my heart sank right away.
Yeah.
And I was so upset. But then
thank
I was
you.
Like, it's Amanda.
Thanks.
Like, I just knew. I was
thank
like, there's
you.
Nothing that, it's not Amanda doesn't die. Like,
thank
you,
you
don't, you were too strong.
I was like, this is not going to be the end. And I just, yeah, I wanted to turn this mess into a message.
I like that saying. Did you come up with that?
No, I did. I can't take credit for that one.
Turn your mess into a message.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so, like, what advice would you give anyone who's struggling with, you know, any of my listeners who are going through something serious like this, you know, or even maybe something that's not as serious, but they're struggling and they don't see, you know, a positive outlook on life right now. What advice could you give?
I would say life can sometimes feel like it's on the rocks,
mm-hmm.
but as long as you always see the glass half full, I know this is going to sound morbid.
No.
But I think about there are people that leave their house and God forbid, get in a car accident,
mm-hmm.
and their life is taken like that.
Yeah.
And they don't have a chance to say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a chance to, you know, do one last thing one last time.
Right.
I think about, instead of thinking about all the people that have it better than me, I take a minute to be grateful because there are people that have it so much worse.
Mm.
And The thing about it is when you get you like I got you if you get it detected and diagnosed, you are halfway through the battle because then you just treat it. The hardest part for me was finding out what was wrong with
me. Right, because you felt not well.
Yes.
And everyone kept telling you.
I was almost not relieved. That's the wrong word. But I was almost relieved going through chemo because finally there were some answers and I was going to find comfort again. I wasn't going to feel so uncomfortable.
Crazy.
And annoying. Yeah. Why is my face doing this? As soon as the first round was over, the itching had subsided. My face had started to go down. It was just a sense of like, oh, weight was actually lifted. Not
right.
just my hair.
Right.
But like an actual feeling of, oh, okay, at least we found out what was wrong.
Yeah.
So I would I would just say, count your blessings because I'm telling you, there are people that have it so much worse.
Mm-hmm. And just think about the positive
things.
Just
think about the positive. It's all you can. And I hate the saying because I'm not like I'm a planner too, but you really do have to take it day by day. An oncologist told me this quote and it stuck with me the entire journey. Mm-hmm. Some days you step on pebbles, some days you step on rocks. But every step you take is one step closer to healing.
Wow.
So instead of people saying, like, how are you feeling? Is it a good day or a bad day? There are no good or bad days when you're battling cancer. There's rock and pebble days.
Right.
So is it a rock day? That's pretty bad. If it's a pebble day, it's like, it's not great, but it's manageable.
Right.
So that's how I just did it. Rock day, pebble day.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how you had to do it for about 5 months.
Oh, my God, 5 months.
5 months from June to
every
now.
Day?
Every day people would say, and then my friends would text me and say, rock day or pebble day, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, that's how we had to monitor it.
Mm-hmm. And so does it, it shrinks the tumor. So you don't have to physically get surgery to get the tumor
taken
out.
I just had to get a biopsy to find out the cells were cancer. But no, the chemo actually shrunk it. I could show you a picture on my phone.
Really?
I have a before and
so
after.
So it's still there, but it's gone.
It's gone.
It shrinks it to oblivion.
Scar tissue. Like if you fell on the ground. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. So it just can get rid of it. Gets rid of it completely.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That you can just do that with a medication.
Yeah.
That it gets rid of, shrinks it so small that it just doesn't exist anymore.
I would say to my dad, oh my gosh, my hair is falling out so quick. My eyelashes, like my nails, my mouth sores. And he would say, if it's doing all that, imagine what it's doing to the tumor.
I know the tumor's like, fuck!
It is.
Like getting ripped
it
apart.
It is, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It is. It is.
So what does it do? It breaks down, you pee or poop it out or what? Like it just goes into your bloodstream?
That's a really good question.
You just look in the toilet, it's a tumor. It's just like,
I don't know.
He's all, fuck
that's,
you.
That's so, yeah, right.
In the toilet, like, ew, it's such an asshole. Look at that tumor, that fucking dick.
Oh my
dick.
Gosh.
Yeah. Oh
that's
my
really
God.
Good
like,
question.
Where does it go? Like, it has to go somewhere.
I like to say, never, never land.
Right?
Bye.
Back to hell where you came from. Oh my gosh.
But my pregnant friends would come over and eat with me one day. And I'd say to them, you're eating for two and I'm eating for tumor. So you know what? Pass the bread. Let's go.
I'm eating for tumor.
And I'm going to, you know what? Be kinder to yourself. Brittany, I had a day last week.
Yeah.
I was rubbing hair growth oil on my scalp.
Like castor oil?
Yeah.
Stop.
And I was like, it's still very shiny. You know? And
you're like, Mr. Clean.
Yes.
Oh, here comes Mrs. Clean.
Yes, exactly. And I just wanted like a little bit of fuzz. And I think I'm getting it now.
You are 100%. Yeah.
And I just said, I remember all the days that I would stand in front of this mirror and complain about my hair.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's poofy.
Too thick.
Oh, it's too
frizzy.
Thick. Frizzy. It's like split ends.
It's
or
all
this
bitch.
Or
well, I'm outie.
Yeah. Exactly. And now I think if we can all, here's my lesson to everyone, cancer or not, just be kinder to yourself.
Yes.
Because my hair was gone before I knew it.
So fast.
Be grateful for like what you have.
Yes. Yes. And your hair is going to come back. I know it's going to come back in full force. Too, I know it's going to be thick.
Yeah.
And maybe not as thick as before, which would be a good thing, right? Like a little
thinner.
So you don't have to like break
thinner.
Your arm blow drying it out. Like, my God, you had enough hair to like cover the world.
I'm actually okay if it comes back
a little thinner.
I'll
I know,
take
me
whatever.
Too. I still get her. I go to the hair salon. Please thin it out.
Yeah.
But it's still thick, you know?
Right.
It's whatever. But
thick, beautiful hair too.
You are right. You have to be grateful.
Be kinder to ourselves.
And be nice to yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, people look in the mirror and you're so quick to, like, I, you know, like you, beautiful friends. I have other friends who are beautiful and they, you know, oh, I want a nose job or I want this or I want that or I hate this about myself. And I'm like, there are literally like 100,000 people in this world that would cut off their arm just to look like you.
Mm-hmm.
Like to look like you with one arm.
One arm.
Like they would be like, hell yeah, I'll take it.
Exactly.
There's
so, just
so
kinder,
many.
Be kinder to ourselves.
Yes, I know. It's an important thing to do.
And it's a reminder. It's hard because, you know, we live in LA.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but like going through cancer is tough. Going through cancer in LA
gosh.
In this industry, in this business, it was hard. I've got like all these gorgeous friends on Instagram.
And you're on Instagram swiping through the, I know you called it, it was really funny, you called it lymphomo.
Yeah, lymphomo.
Because you would see all the-
I did. I had lymphomo.
You had lymphomo.
I'm like, why are they going covering the Emmys? Couldn't cover the Emmys. I had lymphomo because it was on Fox this year.
And you would have been there doing it.
Yeah, I would have been there.
But you will be there this year and next year and all the years to come.
Right.
Now.
Right.
And now you have a story, you know, too. And you can always speak out about it and, you know, let people know your story. Because I think it's brought...
Thanks.
I mean, I saw all the people it brought together. It really moved people. And I, you know, I often wonder, and I know this is like a weird thing to say, and God works in weird ways. Mm-hmm. The fact that right when you really got big with your Fox stuff, you got cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were, because of your platform, were able to.
Yeah. Use your voice.
Use your voice for all these people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of like incredible. It didn't happen before. You know, it happened right when you got your biggest success and your place at Fox and your life.
Half of my Instagram followers are from this journey. Half.
That's insane.
And I used to have, like, you know how you can see if more men follow you or more women follow you? I used to have 75% men, male followers. Now I have 56% women.
Yes.
That's a clear example of women supporting women.
I love that. And women need to support women more.
Yeah,
no
and not just
what.
Say
cancer
it.
Cancer or not. But
and not
really
just post it at a party when everyone looks good and say, women support, like, really support women. Like,
really
I know now who my real friends
are. Yes, you do. You learn. Like, it's kind of crazy, right? When you go through stuff like this.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, like, unbelievable. But, I mean, like, it's so, it's insane that you went through this journey and you look the same. Like, you really do. Your face. You didn't age. You didn't. You know, some people I've seen.
I feel like I did.
Go through chemo.
Oh, yeah.
And they get, you know, tired looking, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You look exactly the same. You've looked the same since I've known you.
Same for you.
Literally.
Same
for you. The only thing you don't have is right now is your long hair, but that's it. You look exactly the same.
Aww.
Always a little skinny thing, like twig. Guys, please follow Amanda if you're not following her already. You need to follow her, Amanda Salas, on Instagram, which is same thing on Twitter.
Same thing on Twitter.
Everything, Amanda Salas, that's S-A-L-A-S, not with a C if you're having trouble spelling. But,
right.
And Amanda spelled like the normal way.
The normal Amanda,
So Amanda Salas, please go follow her. Send her some love.
Thank you.
You know, make sure to tell her thank you for being on this podcast and sharing her story. It means so much
thank
to
you
us
for
to
letting me
you here. I mean, I wanted you to come on here and just talk about your journey because I'm like, oh, this is a podcast about the worst shit you've ever been through.
Yeah, this is it. Everything else seems small now.
Right?
It does.
It puts it in perspective.
Sure does.
Bad dates.
Bad dates.
Fucking bad
job
hair dates.
Problem, anything's like
shooting
that.
Shooting your pants.
Traffic. I like traffic. You're like crapping your pants.
Having diarrhea in traffic. Like,
yeah, oh my God.
Like, take any of it.
Yeah.
Over this.
Any of it over this.
So, guys, please send her some love. Amanda, thank you so much. Is there anything you want to shout out in particular? On the podcast, like any kind of your charity is
well,
it still
you know,
going,
Giving Tuesday is coming up, and it's the end of the season. If you need any last minute tax write offs,
yes,
I can't speak highly enough about the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
Okay, so Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, guys, if you have a couple dollars and you want to donate, please feel free to do that.
Thank you.
You're helping a lot of people.
You are.
I've met some of these. I saw some of the children there, and like broke my heart, but. Honestly, you're a warrior, and I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to see you on Fox, guys. Make sure to tune into Fox News, even if it's just for Amanda.
Yeah, Fox 11.
Make sure to watch her because she's going to be killing it, and she's going to, you know, keep up with all her stuff on her, what you're doing in the future.
I love you.
I love you too. Yay! Oh, good job.
You're great. You're a great interviewer. Yes.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need.
Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.